Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, welcome to Socks on Tap.
Tony, my first reaction is just, fuck yes, let's go.
Socks versus Detroit. That's where it all starts, because it all starts taking care of business in-house in the Central Division.
That's right, I'm a meatball.
You got to bring that top button swag, baby.
It is always great to beat the Cubs.
And I'm a homer, so I always say they're gonna.
Dallas Keuchel Lamson got some beards that you should be afraid of.
What everybody said when he gets out there, it's me versus the other guy, and I'm going to beat him. So I just love that mentality. It's cool and fucking tough.
Steve, would you say that Tony is mad online?
I would definitely say that.
The White Sox winner. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, welcome to Socks on Tap. I am your boy, Buzz. I'm joined by my dude, Steve, and my new cat that won't get the hell out of here. God, this is going to be a great episode.
Buzz, you're muted.
Am I back now?
You're back.
Am I ever not muted?
Hey, listen, we need you. You are one of the leaders of this, you know, four-man circus that we've got here. So, you know, hey, we need your presence. We need your voice. We need your wisdom.
I'm 100% thrown off right now because this cat is just attacking the crap out of me. So anyway, be sure to go on tapsportsnet.com for all your Chicago sports literature and podcasting needs. Following us on Twitter at SocksOnTap and on Tap Sports. Now follow my dude Steve at – oh, wait. You don't have a Twitter. Follow me at Buzz on Tap. Anywhere you go. Whoa, I'm getting distracted here. God damn. Go to Grandstand. You want White Sox here? Go to Grandstand. Check them out. GrandstandSox.com. Follow them on socials at GrandstandSox. And anywhere you can listen to podcasts, listen to us. 5-star rating and review. Steve, Sox lose a heartbreaker tonight. Kind of annoying, honestly, just because I thought that they were going to be able to pull it out. You got a decent outing. And when I say decent for him outing from Dallas Keuchel. Through 98 pitches tonight, went 6 innings, let up 6 hits. He did walk 5. It wasn't the best of times for him, but I thought he looked all right, actually. But they lose 3-2. They just can't get any offense going. So what was your breakdowns of the game?
I think you pretty accurately surmised my thoughts on a lot of this. This was a pretty annoying game. Offensively, they did have some opportunities here, certainly, to score more than 2 runs. Talked about this in the bottom of the ninth inning, here with Jason and Len. 2 separate instances. They had leadoff doubles. Gavin Sheets are in the fifth inning there with, I believe it was Jose Abreu. And then ninth inning, Eloy leads that thing off with a double, you know, gets a tying run in scoring position. Nobody out, unable to scratch that third important run across the plate right there. So pretty annoying from that aspect of things. Dallas Keuchel, like you said, he was fine, not great, not showing off, but certainly a lot better than we have seen him of late. One of the things that was interesting that they did comment on during the broadcast was a lot less cutter usage here tonight. A lot more of an emphasis utilizing the sinker. So perhaps maybe this is going to be part of the game plan going forward, maybe ditching that cutter because it simply has not been effective throughout the course of the season here.
Yeah, I thought that Dallas looked all right. I just don't see him on the playoff roster. I just don't see it. I mean, and we're talking about one of his better outings, and we still know the end line here where it's just not good enough. I mean, listen, they only scored 3 runs, and like that's great and everything like that. You know, Keuchel let up 2 earned, you know, Kopech let up the home run. It's just, I'm not seeing enough there out of Dallas Keuchel to justify him being there. And I feel like it's something to bring up like we did on Sunday Fun Day. Just because that's where we're kind of at right now with him. Like, you know, we don't really know if he's going to be there, if he can have other good outings. And when he's been under the gun to have said good outings, it's just been mediocre like this.
You're 100% right, Buzz. I think one of the important aspects to remember here is, you know, he goes 6 innings tonight, gives up 2 home runs, so gets a quote unquote quality start against a really piss poor Angels lineup. This is not a playoff caliber offensive team. So you think about some of the recent outings that Keuchel's had against teams like the Tampa Bay Rays down in Tampa, and he just simply doesn't have this type of stuff that you can trust that he will be able to go out there and put this team in a position to win a game in October. So I think you're absolutely spot on when you sit there and you say that this guy is someone that is not going to be on the playoff roster, because I just don't see how you can really do it if you're serious about trying to win 11 games and trying to raise a banner.
Yeah, I'm totally with you on that. And then, you know, it just comes down to our offense again. We're missing Tim Anderson, this straw that stirs the drink. The Sox still had 9 hits. It's just not capitalizing tonight. Multi-hit game came out of Moncada, who had the bomb, too.
Yeah. They were not opportunistic, as our cohorts, Tony and Johnny, like to say.
Right, and I'll tell you what, too, man. The only person on the team that didn't – I guess I really didn't realize that as I was watching the game. The only person that didn't get a hit tonight was Goodwin. That was because, you know, Hamilton just came into pinch run. Goodwin is the only guy tonight that did not record a hit. Gavin Sheets strikes out three times. I mean, my God, I can't even talk right now. I feel like the Sox missed on some opportunities there too. We went 2-for-9 with runners in scoring position tonight. We left 7 men on base tonight as well. So, you know, I mean, it's just one of those games that you hate to lose because it was within reach, but I understand it happening. I kind of get it. You know, the worst starter on the mound, offense being kind of pieced together, had some guys sitting. I mean, well, just really Tim Anderson sitting, but you know, it is what it is type shit. I will say Kopech looked pretty nasty. You talk about that for a minute. His shit looked all right. It took him a minute, hit triple digits again, which was cool to see. But he ended up leaving a floater there, man, in the top of the eighth, and Marsh just fucking mashed it off of him. And, hit a home run there. But I thought Kopech looked as good as I've seen him in a while. I don't know about you. His shit looked good.
You're absolutely right. This is a couple two-tree outings in a row where the stuff has looked very crisp. Fastball has had that late life to it again and really had a nice hard-biting slider to accompany that. And, you know, aside from that pitch to Brandon Marsher that he gave up the home run on, I thought this was one of the best performances we have seen from him in the entire second half. Just went out there. Everything was really electric. And then unfortunately just makes one mistake out over the heart of the plate. And we've seen far too often in the second half, unfortunately, when he's making those mistakes, they're simply not staying in the ballpark. So very frustrating from that side of things. But overall, the stuff you can see, it's definitely starting to tick back up again. And that's going to be very important for this team going into October.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Absolutely is. It's just kind of a fucking blah game at this point. Do we know why Stone was gone again?
No idea. I did not hear anything about why your buddy Steven Stone was not in the booth here tonight. As you may or may not know, I don't really have much of a presence on the socials, as the kids like to say here. So, yeah. So, we're officially Sox on Tap After Dark time here, so we can definitely say that in this particular spot here. So I can't speak to as to why he wasn't. I don't really know.
Yeah, I thought that was really weird. I don't know why. I just felt like fucking bringing that up.
I believe tomorrow is a Jewish holiday. Maybe that has something to do with it. I don't know. I can't speak to that for a fact. So if there's anybody out there listening or watching or in the comments section here that would know the answer to that, that would be certainly helpful.
Yeah, it would be, because I'm generally curious. It's just another day. He just got back, then he's gone again, so I was just kind of curious on what the hell was going on with him. But yeah, like I said, man, this game was just so kind of just odd. You know, the team didn't capitalize. We had 3 strikeouts from Tony's guy, Gavin Sheets. Struggled a little bit today. But I will say, he had a really nice double, like you said in the beginning of the episode. But one more guy I want to point out here is Garrett Crochet. At one point, Craig Kimbrell was warming up, and I guess they decided not to go with him, and they went with Garrett Crochet. And Crochet looked good. Crochet looked pretty good, man. 18 pitches. I mean, it was one inning, but he let up one hit, and he got a strikeout. You know, I mean, he didn't really let any damage get to him. And I really like to see Kopech and him go back-to-back like that. I thought that was pretty fucking dope.
Yeah, Garrett Crochet is another guy that in recent weeks here, maybe the last 7 to 10 days even, has really started to kind of find it again here a little bit and looking more and more like a guy that could be a really reliable piece towards the back end of this bullpen. Obviously, we've all talked about this ad nauseum at this point here. We're all kind of wondering where the triple digit, the 101, 102 is. Hopefully he's saving that for come October 7th. But he seems to be kind of adapting a little bit to the downtick in velocity that he's had this season and kind of starting to adjust some things and being able to get guys out. The one thing that we did see with him is he did have that one prolonged at bat to, I believe it was Luis Rendifo. I think it was like maybe a 9-10 pitch at bat. He just simply wasn't able to put him away there initially. A lot of tough pitches getting fouled off right there. So that's where really having that 101, 102 gives you that equalizer to be able to end at bats quicker. But aside from that, yeah, you're right. He looked pretty good again.
Yeah, for sure. I really don't have much else on this game. Like I said, it was just so fucking blah, man. I mean, it was just blah. I don't know.
Really, quite a letdown after you have the game last night, scoring the 9 runs, hitting a couple home runs, and it seemed like it was a little bit of an emotionally charged game for this team, getting Timmy back in there. So a little bit of a letdown here tonight. So hopefully they can kind of just flush this one and quick turnaround tomorrow, go out there, get the series win.
I'll tell you what, man, I kind of look like a moron right now, and I'm going to tell you why. Is they're doing the post-game show over at NBC Sports Chicago. Shout out, love those guys. And they named Dallas Keuchel the player of the game.
Buzz, you never look like a moron.
I highly disagree with that. I do. Why is he the player of the game? Because it was finally a good outing for him? I mean, and again, like I said in the beginning of the episode, like, is that where the bar is at?
Well, if you think about it from an offensive standpoint, I mean, really the only other alternative for a player of the game today would be Yoan Moncada, who had the two hits, including the one solo home run.
That would have been my player of the game.
Yeah, so you certainly can make that case, but I think there probably is something to the fact that because he has been so dog shit of late that they kind of see Keuchel going out there and getting the quality start and said, okay, yeah, this is a player of the game type material.
Yeah, no, and I like, and I've told you this, we love Diamond. Well, you do too. We love Diamond Dallas Keuchel, man. We love Keuchel, but I mean, I just propping him up as player of the game and shamming, you know, 6 innings, 6 hits, 2 earned runs, and again, that's not bad. That's not a bad thing, but what's bad in my mind is the 5 walks and 6 innings. I mean, that's not...
Yeah, and that was something that really manifested itself in the 5th inning when he walked the bases loaded. He was able to walk the tightrope in there, and that had an opportunity to get a little bit ugly. And it's that one inning that we've seen far too often from him this season that the command just simply goes away from him and he gets himself in trouble. And there it was, rearing its ugly head again.
Right, yeah, dude. I'm happy that he feels happy about the outing he had or whatever, and he's going to get some praise. I just kind of disagree with it. Because you ask where the bar is kind of set there. But we'll move on. We'll move on into tomorrow's game here, Steve. It's a 1-10 start. White Sox against the Angels yet again. Alex Cobb, 7-3 with a 3.82 ERA. 77 and two-thirds innings pitched. He has struck out 84. Let up 3 home runs. Wow. And he's only walked 26. Pretty good numbers there from Alex Cobb. Okay, I could dig that. Ronaldo Lopez, 3-2 with a 2.05 ERA. 44 innings pitched. He struck out 40. Walked 11, let up 4 home runs. So that's the pitching matchup tomorrow, Steve, as the Sox look to close out the series here and get this series win against the Angels. What are you looking for tomorrow, man?
Pivotal thing for tomorrow for Ronaldo Lopez, as always, is going to be establishing fastball command, working ahead in counts. That's something he's done pretty well here this season since being recalled from AAA Charlotte. You got a pretty light-hitting Angels team here. I talked about this again. So just go out there, go after these guys, use that fastball, pound the strike zone, and make them beat you because I just simply don't think that they can. And I know Alex Cobb's numbers look pretty good overall, and he did have that one good start against the Sox that first series of the season all the way back in April. My God, that feels like an eternity ago at this point. Hopefully having Timmy back in the lineup tomorrow, we should be relatively close back to full strength. I wouldn't be surprised if maybe Tony sits some of the other regulars, maybe gets Billy Hamilton a start in there. So might be a little bit of mix and matching with the lineup, so to speak, but Sox should have more than enough to win this game tomorrow. You're muted.
Damn it. I never do that either. I never do that. I don't know what's going on with me today. It's just, I'm all thrown off.
It's sleep deprivation, man. It's a motherfucker.
I really think it might be. Like, I really do. But I was going to say, come out tomorrow, do your thing. You know, Tim's going to be in the lineup, I think, tomorrow, correct?
Yeah. Yeah. They said it's kind of an every other day thing right now.
So, yeah. So, I mean, you know, you'll have your leader in there in the lineup with you. So, you know, and I like what Ronaldo Lopez has been doing lately. And I don't think this Angels team is anywhere near as good as us. So we'll come out when the series, call it a day, and move on into the weekend. But I don't really have much else, man. I mean, you know, it's been kind of a weird day with me being muted and then a cat jumping all over the place. I mean, I completely take full responsibility for the insaneness that took place in the beginning of the episode. But yes, I did like you bailing me out with the sleep deprivation thing. I tell you, bro, like last night was the worst. And I didn't even have the cat till today, but last night was the worst because I don't know what it was with the kids, but they like napped late and they didn't go to bed till like midnight, which is just terrible. Both of them. And I went to bed at like 12:30 because they were all over me watching a movie. And I got up at 4:30 for work.
What was it? Maybe just because they missed me since they got to see me on Sunday.
I think that could be it, man. I think when you came over, you just threw everything off. You just, you know, they were like, where's Uncle Steve at? You know, where's my cool White Sox jerseys from Grandstand? Like, where is this stuff? You know, and I was just like,
I tell you, I've been told, you know, a couple, two, three times that I am an inspiring presence and that, you know, I have a tendency to just lift people up and bring the best out of them. So, you know, that's what we're going to go with. I don't think anybody has ever said that. So I just said it. It's complete and utter bullshit, but we'll go with it. And yeah, that's I think a good ending point for this.
I think it is. I think you lifted us up to a halfway decent episode when I'm not even on my game, but hey. I had fun. I had a good time. But everybody be sure you're going on tapsportsnet.com for all your Chicago sports literature and podcasting needs. Following us on Twitter at Sox on Tap and on Tap Sportsnet. Anywhere you can listen to podcasts, you can listen to us, 5-star rating and review, because that's cool and tough. Check out Grandstand. Go to GrandstandSox.com. Follow them on socials at GrandstandSox. Or if you're at the ballpark, just stop by Grandstand and get yourself some awesome Sox gear. I'm not sure who will be on the mic tomorrow, but yeah, are you going to be on the mic tomorrow?
I know it will not be me because I got some interesting stuff going on tomorrow. So tomorrow could be an interesting day. So you never know.
Make
you
it
never,
a great day.
You never listen. Get your sleep, everybody, and you know, we'll see what happens. We'll see what tomorrow brings.
Now, I'm super excited for tomorrow. Now I am very, very excited for tomorrow. Should be a good time. I don't know who will be on. It will not be Steve. I don't know if it'll be me or not. I highly doubt it, but we'll see. I might be back. I might get fired actually after this episode for being on mute so many times and shit. So who knows what happens here, but we'll be back tomorrow. White Sox forever.
White Sox for life.